Hey everybody, welcome to our very first podcast, Travel Tripping 101. So I'm Tracy Graves, and I'm just really excited to be joining you today to give you some information, tips, and just have a fun chat about travel. I am a travel lover. If you love travel, want to travel, currently travel, then this podcast is going to be fun for you. So first, let me tell you a little bit about myself. Again, I'm Tracy Graves, and I've been in travel now for probably professionally about 10 years. However, I have been an avid traveler, lover, and connoisseur of everything travel most of my life. 10 years ago, I went into the travel profession, working in a local chain of hotels as a sales manager, and that kind of started off my journey. I had wanted, even as a kid, to be a travel agent, travel consultant, for most of my adult life. And this finally gave me the opportunity to learn more about the professional side of traveling. After that, I moved on to a local travel agency where I worked in the management side of it. And when the pandemic arrived, I had the opportunity to come home, work from home, and just really fell in love with it. Like, I just loved working at home and kept thinking, I just really need to be doing travel the way I want to do it on my terms. And that's what I did. I took the leap shortly after, and I now work from home. I own a business called Living Well Travel. And I help people plan their dream vacations or adventure vacations, their family fun, whatever it is you're looking for. So today I kind of wanted to start off our podcast talking about something I love passionately, and I'm hoping that I connect with a lot of you viewers who do or listeners, and that is road tripping. So I love road tripping. My husband and I, we've been married for 36 years. And we are empty nesters now, which is great. And it gives us the time to road trip. So in addition to our normal travels to all-inclusives and cruises and such, we love to road trip. My husband and I differ on road tripping, but we still enjoy it. He loves to just kind of take off and with no destination in sight, with no time, no schedule, nothing. He loves to just be totally spontaneous. And I enjoy road tripping, doing those things, but I have to have a little bit of a schedule. So we mesh the two together and it works really great. So I thought we'd talk about some ideas for road trips and some of the things that are really important to consider if you're road tripping. So one big thing that I find is important is picking your final destination. Even though we differ on that, it always works for us. So when we're considering a road trip, I usually will pick a destination, whether it's Virginia. One time it was the Outer Banks of North Carolina, Florida. It just depends. But if you have a destination, a final place that you want to kind of end up, whether it's spending a half a day or a day, pick a destination. That will help you map out your route. Because although we love to be spontaneous and go on an adventure and road trip with no plan, you kind of have to have an idea of what roads you're going to take, what routes you're going to go along, or else you could be stuck in construction. You could be stuck someplace where the roads are closed. So that's kind of important. So pick your final destination. Get a big old map. I know I said that word. Map. A lot of you younger people don't know what a map is, but those of us that are 50 something definitely still love our maps. You open that big map on the table and you can map out several different routes to your destination. And in doing so, then you want to kind of consider, hey, which route is going to be most beneficial? Is going to be more fun? Are we going to enjoy the most? It's always going to be the route where there are places you want to see, things you want to do. If you have a hobby, like one of my hobbies is antiquing. I love to go thrifting and antiquing. That's one of the things I love to do. My husband and I agree on that. So So what we normally do is take a route where we know there's going to be flea markets, there's going to be outdoor sales, there's going to be antique places, what they call pickers places. And we always like to take that. Sometimes it's off the beaten path, but that is truly the fun of a road trip, is taking that off beaten path where you find that little hole in the wall dive diner that has the best food, maybe has one of those cool old fashioned motel strips with the 1957 car out front. So those are some of the things that make your experience the most fun. So when you sit down, you map out that route, think about what kind of hotels do you like? Are you the person who likes a luxury hotel, economy hotel? Do you like an Airbnb? If you prefer an Airbnb, then you definitely want to take and look through your Airbnb geographical places so that you can kind of align that with where you're going. Some people like a bed and breakfast. So there's so many different ways to travel that it's really so important that you really stop and think about it. You can take off and just go wherever and go on a road trip and explore, but it is always going to be beneficial to have some idea of where you want to land, the things you want to see, the things you want to do. This will help you pick the best route for you. Also important in a road trip is picking someone to go with you on that adventure that you can get along with for 6 days and not hurt each other. We laugh about this, but my husband and I, we do great on road trips, but there are some family members that there is no way I would be in a car with for 7 days. So think about that. If you have a friend or family member you're considering taking a road trip with, you want to definitely make sure that that's somebody that you can be in that car with for 7 days trying to navigate directions. If that doesn't bring out the worst in people, what does, right? So pick somebody that you can enjoy and just kind of fly by the seat of your pants. That's what always works for us. Fly by the seat of your pants. So this podcast, I just kind of wanted to touch on just a few little points about road tripping. And as we dive deeper into our podcast each week, there's going to be more and more information. So next week, we're probably going to do more about the road tripping, but also talk about some other forms of travel and some other things that you can do. If you're brand new, as I said, at traveling and you just kind of want to find out where are some of the fun places to go, what are some of the fun places to do, how do I plan this, what do I do, what don't I do, then this is a great podcast for you because it's kind of a beginner's place to visit for traveling. So a beginner's podcast, I guess I would say, for travel. And this is our very first one. So please bear with us as we learn as we go what works and what doesn't work. But we hope that you will join us and check out our next podcast. Again, my name is Tracy. And keep in mind that I have a website address that you can also check out that tells you a little bit about my travel agency, which is livingwelltravel.org. And feel free to reach out to me at livingwelltravel@hotmail.com. I'm happy to help people plan road trips. We charge a small fee for road trips, and we can tailor make a road trip for you. I've had many of my years were spent at AAA, and that was my primary job when I first began there, was planning road trips for people across the United States. It's something I'm passionate about, I love to do, so I'd be happy to assist you with that. And we hope you will join us on our next podcast. We will chat soon. Please join us at Travel Tripping 101.